Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Blockchain News. My name is Cindy and today is February 5, 2021. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments in fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about crypto hedge fund founder pleads guilty to $90 million fraud. Australia's central bank says Bitcoin not really money, no risk to financial stability. Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey has set up his own Bitcoin node. Ether tops $1,700, setting new record as CME futures launch nears. U.S. added fewer jobs than expected in January, boosting case for stimulus. DeFi season? Link, AAVE, ZRX and Comp hit record price highs, outperforming Bitcoin. Indian exchanges launch campaign seeking to avert potential crypto ban. China's BSN onboards EY for Ethereum compliance tools. Credit card companies should offer stablecoin payments or be left behind, Gartner. Now let's get started. Crypto hedge fund founder pleads guilty to $90 million fraud. Virgil Capital founder Stefan Chin lied to investors and siphoned off millions to fund a lavish lifestyle. Cryptocurrency hedge fund founder Stefan Chin pleaded guilty Thursday to deceiving investors out of more than $90 million. According to a press release from the U.S. Department of Justice on Thursday, Chin, a 24-year-old Australian national and founder of Virgil Capital, had been charged with a single count of securities fraud in Manhattan's federal court. Between 2017 and 2020, Chin operated two funds, Virgil Sigma Fund LP of New York and VQR Multi-Strategy Fund LP of the Cayman Islands. During that time, Chin lied to investors and siphoned off roughly $90 million from Sigma to fund a lavish lifestyle, per the release. He further lied about the performance of the Sigma Fund and the whereabouts of investors' money, as well as attempting to cover his fraud by paying back Sigma investors by dipping into VQR funds. The Securities and Exchange Commission accused Chin over the fraud in December, saying the man had fabricated records, failed to allow investors redeem $3.5 million and tried to withdraw $1.7 million in investor funds to pay off Chinese loan sharks. The whole house of cards has been revealed and Chin now awaits sentencing for his brazen thievery, said U.S. Attorney Audrey Strauss. Australia's central bank says Bitcoin not really money, no risk to financial stability. The Reserve Bank's Assistant Governor for Financial Systems, Michelle Bullock, said there is a lot of fuss over Bitcoin. The Reserve Bank of Australia has delivered somewhat dismissive comments on Bitcoin (BTC) at a meeting of the House of Representatives Standing Committee on Economics. According to a report by the Australian Financial Review on Friday, the central bank's Assistant Governor for Financial Systems, Michelle Bullock, said there's a lot of fuss over Bitcoin. The comments were a response to Queensland Liberal National Party member Julian Simmons, who'd asked the Assistant Governor if the bank viewed Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies as a financial risk. Bitcoin is not a payment instrument and it's not even really money, said Bullock. I think there is a lot of fuss about it as a potential asset. Bullock said she didn't see Bitcoin volatility as a risk to the market, a view that was echoed by Reserve Bank Governor Philip Lowe. Bitcoin is a risk to investors but it's not a financial stability risk, Lowe said. Bullock noted that issues being broadcasted more prominently revolved around stablecoin regulation. Facebook is putting out Diem, formerly Libra. There is a lot of discussion about this. We are engaged with other regulators about this, said Bullock in the report. With those sorts of coins, nothing will happen until the regulators are happy, she warned. Twitter Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey has set up his own Bitcoin node. Dorsey will now have a hand in keeping the Bitcoin network running. Twitter and Square CEO Jack Dorsey is further supporting Bitcoin with the launch of his own node software that helps validate transactions and blocks on the network. On Friday, Dorsey shared an image on Twitter showing the node in the action of synchronizing with the Bitcoin blockchain. He said simply, running hash Bitcoin. The node will mean Dorsey has a hand in processing Bitcoin transactions and recording them in encrypted blocks of data. Nodes are vital to keeping the Bitcoin network running. Dorsey is a noted proponent of Bitcoin, having brought Bitcoin payments to Square's Cash App, and having launched Square Crypto, a team that supports Bitcoin development. Last February, he had Twitter launch a branded hashtag for Bitcoin, meaning hash Bitcoin, in tweets produced the iconic Bitcoin logo. Ether tops $1,700, setting new record as CME futures launch nears. The cryptocurrency has gained 30% so far this week. Ether's ETH bull run continues with prices topping the $1,700 mark to set new all-time highs. At the current price of $1,717, the native token of Ethereum's blockchain is up 5% on a 24-hour basis, according to CoinDesk 20 data. The cryptocurrency has gained 30% so far this week. Trader and analyst Alex Kruger foresees a continued rally toward $1,920 ahead of the launch of Ether futures on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange on February 8. Ether's recent rally looks similar to Bitcoin's BTC, staggering rise from nearly $6,200 to $19,783 seen in weeks leading up to the CME futures launch on December 17, 2017. The bull market ended following the futures launch and prices fell as low as $3,200 by December 2018. Kruger does not expect a big dump in Ether after February 8. I don't expect a crash after the launch, as it happened in 2017. For two reasons. First, the market is now more mature, the macro is different, and there are different players involved. Second, ETH remains a high beta asset. BTC determines the market direction, ETH follows, Kruger tweeted. U.S. added fewer jobs than expected in January, boosting case for stimulus. The report will likely influence negotiations over U.S. President Biden's $1.9 trillion stimulus package over the coming weeks. The U.S. added 49,000 jobs in January, fewer than the 105,000 expected, causing unemployment to fall from 6.7% to 6.3%. The number of jobs added was a rebound from December's job loss of 277,000. In January, notable job gains in professional and business services and in both public and private education were offset by losses in leisure and hospitality, in retail trade, in healthcare, and in transportation and warehousing, the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics report said. There are still 10.1 million unemployed, the BLS added. The labor force participation rate, the percentage of the American population that is either working or actively looking for work, ticked down slightly to 61.4% from 61.5% in the previous month's report. The report will likely affect negotiations over U.S. President Joe Biden's $1.9 trillion stimulus package in the coming months, said former Federal Reserve macroeconomist Claudia Sahm. The stimulus bill and future stimulus in the U.S. could have an upward effect on asset prices and may produce higher inflation in the world's leading economy, giving Bitcoin (BTC) a test as an inflation hedge asset. The political spin on the employment report tomorrow will be intense, Sahm said in an email on Thursday. I do not expect the numbers to materially affect the relief negotiations. The debate is about whether $1.9 trillion is too big or not. 1 month of data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics will not be decisive, but you will hear politicians pull numbers that suit their cause. DeFi season. Link, AAVE, ZRX and Comp hit record price highs, outperforming Bitcoin. an analyst expects DeFi tokens to mimic Bitcoin's 2017 bull run this year. Investors look to be temporarily shifting focus away from Bitcoin and toward crypto tokens associated with decentralized finance DeFi. In the past 24 hours, DeFi-linked coins such as COMP, AAVE, KNC and ZRX have all leapt to fresh lifetime highs. Compound's governance token COMP clocked a new record of $500, taking the month-to-date gain to above 40%. The token jumped 130% last month and has risen by 20% in the past 24 hours, according to data provider CryptoCompare. Oracle provider Chainlink's LINK token is also benefiting from the broad-based rally across DeFi. The token printed a lifetime high of $26.98 during the Asian hours, toppling the previous peak of $25.81 reached on January 25, CoinDesk 20 data shows. AAVE, the token of the DeFi lending protocol of the same name, also rose 21% to reach a record price of $545 and is now trading around $491, per CryptoCompare. Lastly, the ZRX token from Ethereum-based decentralized exchange 0x set a lifetime high of $1.149 early on Friday and was last seen changing hands near $1.30, representing a 60% gain on a 24-hour basis. The token has more than doubled in value since Wednesday, surpassing the previous peak price of 96 cents reached in August 2020, according to CoinDesk 20 data. Notably, ZRX's 24-hour volume of $1.59 billion is bigger than its market capitalization of $1.38 billion, which is quite unusual. The breakout to new highs looks to have revved up traders' interest in the token. Most of these coins have chalked up notable gains in recent days in a potential sign that investors are realizing the revenue potential of decentralized exchanges, DEXs, and other DeFi solutions, according to Denis Vinokourov, head of research at the London-based prime brokerage Bequant. The DeFi coins look undervalued if we compare Bitcoin's BTC valuation to Uniswap, the biggest DEX by trading volume. While Uniswap has a market cap of $6 billion and an annualized revenue of $1.1 billion, Bitcoin's market cap or valuation of $700 billion is significantly higher than the annualized miner revenue of $1.5 billion, Vinokourov told CoinDesk. Therefore, the DeFi tokens look to have significant upside potential. William Noble, a chief market technician at Token Metrics, expects such coins to mimic Bitcoin's 2017 bull run this year. Alongside the rally across DeFi, Bitcoin remains mostly flat near $37,450 Friday. Bitcoin looking north. However, the path of least resistance for Bitcoin appears to be on the higher side, as demand continues to outstrip supply, as discussed earlier this week. Technical studies are aligned with fundamentals. The cryptocurrency has broken out of a descending channel on the daily chart, indicating scope for a retest of record highs above $41,900. The market focus may shift back to Bitcoin if the cryptocurrency charts a quick move upwards. Indian exchanges launch campaign seeking to avert potential crypto ban. The exchanges have set up websites helping supporters email members of parliament. Indian cryptocurrency exchanges have started a joint initiative to convince its parliament to regulate cryptocurrencies rather than impose an outright ban. Under the hashtag India Wants Bitcoin campaign, the exchanges have launched websites IndiaWantsCrypto.net and IndiaWantsBitcoin.org to help Indian citizens email their representatives at the Lok Sabha, the lower house of parliament, asking for positive and progressive regulation of the crypto markets. The campaign has been launched in response to the government's plan to table the Cryptocurrency and Regulation of Official Digital Currency Bill 2021, which would potentially prompt development of a digital rupee while banning private cryptocurrencies. While exactly what the bill means for cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin and Ether isn't clear, but the industry has concerns. The campaign is being shared across social media, with supporters tagging friends and urging them to do their bit. Within one day, over 10,000 emails have been sent via IndiaWantsCrypto.net from all parts of the country, Nishal Shetty, CEO of the Binance-owned WazirX exchange, told CoinDesk. It's a critical moment, and all eyes are on India to find out if we're for or against innovation. The 5 email templates available on both websites highlight the positive role cryptocurrencies can play in helping Prime Minister Narendra Modi achieve his aim of a digital India and Atmanirbhar Bharat, self-reliant India. I am concerned that the prohibition of private cryptocurrencies might stun the growth of digital India. With the world embracing cryptocurrencies, it would be regressive for India to be deprived of such once-in-a-generation opportunity, one email template says. Another says a potential ban would significantly affect the ecosystem, comprising 10 to 20 million cryptocurrency users, 340 startups providing related services and direct employment to 50,000 Indians. The Indian crypto industry has witnessed solid growth since the Supreme Court overruled the Reserve Bank of India's banking ban on cryptocurrency firms in March 2020. As per the recent data from Venture Intelligence, investments worth a whopping $24 million have gone into various crypto firms from India in the year 2020, Sumit Gupta, CEO of the Mumbai-based CoinDCX exchange, told CoinDesk. As such, a potential ban may result in a significant economic damage for the world's second most populous country, as well as have a negative effect on the cryptocurrency markets. However, an Indian minister recently hinted any ban may be limited, stating that the government aims to curb illicit cryptocurrency transactions and bar their use in payments. China's BSN onboards EY for Ethereum compliance tools. The new compliance services could further boost China's efforts in the blockchain race against the US. The blockchain-based service network, BSN, the blockchain infrastructure provider backed by the Chinese government, plans to offer blockchain analytics and financial auditing services for Ethereum developers in its network through a new partnership with Big Four auditor Ernst & Young EY. The London-based accounting firm will provide BSN's Ethereum users in China with two compliance products, EY Ops Chain and EY Blockchain Analyzer, according to a press statement shared with CoinDesk. EY Ops Chain will integrate procurement and traceability functions into BSN, where its users on Ethereum can run procurement activities using tokens and smart contracts. The EY Blockchain Analyzer will offer blockchain analytics and financial statement audits to the users. The new compliance services could further boost China's efforts in the blockchain race against the US. More BSN's users will be able to build and run blockchain projects in the network without worrying about compliance issues. China is one of the largest markets for blockchain technology in the world, and, while EY teams have been operating there for several years, this is the EY organization's first big step in deploying the EY blockchain platform in a scalable manner, Paul Brody, global blockchain head at EY, said in the statement. BSN was co-founded by state-owned telecom giant China Mobile, UnionPay and fintech startup Reddate in April 2020. The project aims to provide cloud services and a standardized development environment for blockchain developers. BSN is split into two versions, a domestic version, where only permissioned blockchains are available, and a global version, which allows developers around the world to build or run decentralized applications, dApps, on public chains adapted to its development environment. BSN localized Ethereum in its domestic version by making it an open permissioned blockchain, which could be controlled by an enterprise. Initial availability will focus on the planned open permissioned version of Ethereum in China, with a future extension to a controlled access version of the Ethereum network across the globe when it becomes available, the statement said. The move came after New York-based Ethereum Hub Consensus teamed up with BSN in January. That partnership aims to bring Consensus Enterprise Ledger, Quorum, to China's nationwide blockchain project. BSN was co-founded by state-owned telecom giant China Mobile, UnionPay and fintech startup Reddate in April 2020. The project aims to provide cloud services and a standardized development environment for blockchain developers. EY has also joined the Financial Blockchain Shenzhen Consortium, FISCO, a Chinese non-profit organization dedicated to promoting the use of blockchain for financial applications. The accounting firm will use FISCO's platform to make its compliance services available to more users in China and other Asia-Pacific regions, according to the statement. By offering both FISCO BCOS and Ethereum, EY professionals will serve clients within China and across the Asia-Pacific region and connect those users to the global blockchain, Brody said. I see this as a key step forward in connecting the world's largest economies through blockchain technology. Credit card companies should offer stablecoin payments or be left behind. Gartner. Centralized payment firms like Visa, MasterCard, and PayPal have an opportunity to offer innovative stablecoin payment networks, the research firm said. Centralized payment companies such as Visa, MasterCard, and PayPal will need to adapt if they are to survive the potential demand for blockchain-based stablecoin payments, according to research firm Gartner. In a Thursday blog post, Gartner notes that, while new Bitcoin offerings from such firms are helping to prepare the transition to a future payment infrastructure, their revenue is based on charging transaction fees for clearing and settlement. The fee strategy, which sits at odds with blockchain's peer-to-peer model, could be the very thing that sees these firms fall behind the competition from stablecoin payment networks, per the post penned by Aviva Leighton, distinguished VP analyst at Gartner. Leighton described such firms as centralized decentralized finance (CDeFi), in which centralized, mainstream firms with big Bitcoin holdings bring innovation to the DeFi space and, conversely, adopt DeFi's biggest apps. But Leighton points out that customers of these types of services are likely wondering if they will be obliged to pay centralized service fees for moving their cryptocurrency along the blockchain in the near future, defeating the technology's initial promise. Companies we speak to are justifiably skeptical of these services, Leighton wrote. After all, the revolution of blockchain payments is that they execute peer-to-peer and eliminate central intermediaries and associated bank fees. However, the author added Gartner is yet to see a range of offerings from the crypto space for viable stablecoin payments, pointing to a lack of easily accessible applications and fees lower than are currently on offer from card networks or firms like Square and PayPal. Leighton said there's potential for card firms to provide a range of as-yet-unseen offerings, such as transparent real-time stablecoin payments on the blockchain tied to underlying information regarding a given transaction, and protections for funds backing stablecoins sitting in partner bank accounts. Card companies could provide the gateways for payers and payees and add functionality, according to the Post. The card brands could still earn revenues from on- and off-ramp value-added services, and from interest on the reserves underlying the stablecoins, Leighton said. By 2022, CDeFi could be ready for enterprise adoption if the regulatory guidance is present, the research analyst predicted. But, should the legacy payment companies fail to keep pace with the likes of fiat on- off-ramps, such as fast-moving cryptocurrency exchanges like Binance and Gemini, other firms are going to step forward. Will these centralized financial services companies go forward in line with the spirit of blockchain peer-to-peer payments at the risk of cannibalizing their existing central clearinghouse-based revenue streams? Leighton asked. The answer will depend on whether or not these firms have any practical choice. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.